This month, our own Steve Inskeep is driving across North Africa from Carthage to Cairo, where he'll be tomorrow. His revolutionary road trip is revisiting some of the sites of massive uprisings during the Arab Spring. Today, we're going to hear about cultural change that's afoot, some of the music that's percolating up from the underground. We asked NPR's social media guru Andy Carvin to tap his network of contacts in the region and find us DJs and musicians to give us a feel for what's hot these days. Our music team mixed more than 100 songs into a stream that you can hear at nprmusic.org. And we spoke with musician and activist Noor Noor in Cairo. He started by talking to us about a band in Egypt called Cairoki. Egyptian music, I mean, is it representative of music across North Africa broadly and across the Arab world, or is there something very distinctive about it?
You know, historically speaking, Egypt has played a very important cultural role in the North African and Middle Eastern regions. And we'd constantly be exporting different types of music throughout the years. And same also applies to Lebanon and to Tunis. They have also exported some really, really good music, not just to the Arab world, but to Europe and to North America.
Who is listening to a song like this from Cairoki? Where would you hear it?
You know, 2 years ago, you'd usually hear Cairoki in underground concerts, occasionally in the slightly bigger music festivals. However, now this type of song is being screened on satellite television.
Tell us about this, what we're listening to here.
The band that we were just hearing now is Wust El Balad. And the main reason why Wust El Balad stand out is that they were one of the few acts that, I guess, you know, began earlier this decade. And it was shifting the attention from the front man or from the singer, as we're used to seeing with regular pop music, and it was shifting attention to the band as a whole.
More of a collaborative experience in music and not just focusing on one person.
Exactly. And also Wust El Balad, they were using both Western instruments as well as Middle Eastern instruments. Hence, the whole fusing music together led to a certain musical product that many people found appealing.
Well, my colleague Steve Inskeep has been sending us samples of music he's been listening to as he's been on this trip. And when he gets to Cairo, I know he's going to be very excited to hear any new styles that are out there. And Electro Shabi, that's one of the new styles that you're hearing in Cairo?
Yes, Electro Shabi, I found it very, very difficult to define this genre of music.
And we should say the musicians we're listening to here are Amir Haha and Sedet.
Sedet, yes. It's actually started off in the underprivileged areas of Cairo, many of which are slums or squatter settlements. And the fact that they managed to find their way into the radio and into even some nightclubs in Egypt, that in itself was a significant change. So I'm not really sure why this specific sound came out of these areas, but I definitely understand why they had become popular with many different Egyptians from different social backgrounds.
Noor Noor, thank you so much for talking to us.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Noor Noor is a musician in Cairo. Our stream of music that's popular in North Africa has quite a variety. You'll hear Rihanna, Kenny Rogers, Justin Bieber. It's all at nprmusic.org and also on the NPR Music app.